It's 6 minutes past 11, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Darren, wasn't it an amazing conversation?
It was amazing, and we filled out the hour with more than we expected, and we'll invite Shane back again to talk all about resilience and resilience in New South Wales.
And the show continues with great people who've got a great story to tell, and I'm really delighted to have in the studio today the Lord Mayor, Councillor Bob Dwyer from Parramatta. Lord Mayor, thank you for joining us again. And before we start, on behalf of, I'm saying this, on behalf of the people of Parramatta, thank you for all the things that you do to help enrich the lives. I know Darren and I fully support what you're doing, because in this time of great change, there is challenges, but you continue to forge forward. I want to say that on behalf of Darren and myself in Spotlight, and to take those challenges on to create a better community for the people of Parramatta. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Thanks for that. And Darren.
And thank you for being our regular guest. And, yeah. And you might have heard we've hit 150 interviews, and I think you're one of our first. And we really appreciate the time that you give
absolutely
to Live 90.5 and Spotlight.
Thank you.
And first up, I want to jump in here, Jim, if I may, because
please,
this is something very dear to my heart, in that we now have the escarpment boardwalk in Parramatta there between the ferry wharf and the Gasworks Bridge is now open. I was a bit surprised when the announcement was come out that the opening day was 1st of April, but I knew it wasn't an April Fool, and it's been a lot in the making, and I must congratulate yourself and the council team for making this happen.
Yeah, thanks, Darren. I saw you down there, even though you dropped something in the pool, in the water, or whatever you did.
Well, that's
anyway,
another story for another day. I got it back, though.
But look, no, we're very proud of the escarpment. It's been a long time coming. Back to, back to 2013-14, we've had the plans there. It's been a very expensive project, something like $18 million, of which the state government, thanks to Jeff Lee in Parramatta, has got $16 million of that $18 million for us. And it's the last sector in that from Parramatta Park through to Sydney Olympic Park, a whole 20-kilometre run, walk, whatever you want to do, push prams, whatever now. It's fantastic, right along Parramatta River.
And put it into context, you can actually walk or cycle off-road with only a little bit of Constitution Hill, but off-road from Windsor right through to Strathfield now with the escarpment boardwalk. It's quite amazing. Or you can get to Putney as well. So it's a big undertaking. And but the price tag... I understand it's about the ferries and making sure a ferry couldn't sink a boardwalk and have a disaster. But any comment on that?
Look, it was a major construction project. The engineering was such a hard thing to do, because everything had to be done by water. You had to get everything, all the stuff had to come down by semi-trailer, and then they had to sort of get it down to the river onto barges onto the side. Was a huge, huge project. It took a long, long time. But when you go down there, you think, Australians do fantastic infrastructure work like that. And we're very proud of it now. And it's just something we've all been waiting for. And everyone I talk to, they just love it. You know, they just love that long walk, right, particularly the cyclists. They go pretty fast down there. I think we have to get a slowdown sign there somewhere.
That's true. And on the Cycleways Committee, we're always talking about making sure that cyclists slow down. So if you're a cyclist out there, make sure you slow down everywhere around pedestrians. Share the path. That's the best thing to do. But I know it's hot off the press. You're not quite sure if you know it, but in the month of April, 18,000 people used the escarpment boardwalk. And so I think it was about double who used to climb up the hill at the Gasworks Bridge there at MacArthur Street.
That's fantastic numbers, and it's a credit to our council staff who've worked on getting that happen, and it's a great service to deliver to our residents, so it's good to hear.
Lord Mayor, just looking at it, and you've been right along the whole lot, do you have a favourite spot along there on the escarpment there? Is there places that you really, stop and go, you're proud of being part of that?
I think Darren would probably say right at the water there where the ferry comes in, and you look up the stairs where it goes all the way up to MacArthur Girls High School with beautiful new stairs going up there. And then it's a very wide turning sort of run, but it just gives you a nice vision as you sort of go over that hill there right near the water. It's very impressive.
It's really lovely. You can just sit there, look at the ferries come in and see how they manoeuvre to turn around to go back out to the harbour. It's just a lovely place to be. And even at night time, it shines with all the lovely lights as well.
Yeah, well, Parramatta, the council obviously is going to develop the rest of Parramatta Quay there in the next 12 months. So it's going to be a beautiful meeting place and places to sit down and eat and just get together down there. It'll be fantastic.
Another great jewel for Parramatta, no doubt.
Absolutely. And that's what I was trying to say at the beginning, Darren. The challenge is you have limited land use, limited budgets, and yet you look at all the things that are happening in and around Parramatta at every level of social infrastructure and economic infrastructure. It truly is a perfect storm, you know, in the sense of all of these things happening, and yet people look for, you know, to be negative about them. To come back to the transformation I've seen in Parramatta as a young boy growing up in Ermington to what's happened in the last 2 to 5 years has been absolutely amazing.
Well, that segues us straight onto our next topic, another thing where people have been negative, but the positive is here, it's now, is we have construction has begun on the Parramatta Aquatic and Leisure Centre. Can you provide an update for our listeners this morning?
Yeah, Darren, this is, you know, something that we've long, long waited, so does everybody. Look, this is a $88.6 million aquatic and leisure centre down on the corner of Pitt Street there in Parramatta. You know, it's been a long time coming, but it's going to be well worth the wait because this is a state-of-the-art aquatic centre that's going to be down there. You're going to have indoor and outdoor pools, water playground, a spa, saunas, a gym, and also community rooms, not to mention we've got a coffee shop and that downs are going to have a feed down there as well. So, look, it's just a fantastic addition to the infrastructure in Parramatta. Yes, it's taken a long time coming, but it's such a difficult build down there because, you know, as you probably know, it's on a sloping land. We've got to deal with digs for Aboriginal matters. We've got sight lines to Old Government House, which have to be taken into account. So it's not a matter of just start and away you go. There's a lot of projects have to be done before we can even get going. But now we've signed the contract, it's all systems go. So, you know, over the next 12 months, everybody will see it coming out of the ground there. And look, you know, in a couple of years' time, we'll be very proud of this.
As you say, a lot of infrastructure projects, they take a while to come out of the ground and people go, what's happening? But it's the most important part to get the foundations right, to get water right, runoff, and also all those other elements as well with heritage and sight lines. So I must say, knowing the story of that, is that the wait has enabled a lot more funding to be given to the project to get a great outcome for the city of Parramatta, and must congratulate yourself and the council on that.
Obviously, we don't want to do it half, you know, not quite right. This is, we're spending extra money now. It's been pretty hard to find the money, but we've found it and we'll get the right thing done. But we must also say thanks to the state government, again with Jeff Lee. They're putting in $37.5 million of this into this project. So again, state government have come to the party in Parramatta.
And just to add to that, and I want people to understand, we're going to go to a little break, but I just want to make this comment, Darren and Lord Mayor, is that this particular piece of infrastructure is for 50 years. So it's not a spend today for the next 2 weeks or the next 2 years. This is having vision and really having that foresight to create that for the next 50 years. That's what pleases me for future generations. Congratulations. Darren, we might go for a little quick break and we'll come back and find out more about what's happening with our Lord Mayor, councillors and the great staff we have at Parramatta Council.
Alive 90.5.
It's 19 minutes past 11. Live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Really delighted to have in our studios this morning the Lord Mayor of Parramatta, Councillor Bob Dwyer, telling us about the great things that are happening. Darren, it's truly fantastic. We've learned this morning the continued development of what's happening with the construction of Parramatta Aquatic and Leisure Centre, and also the great work of the escarpment that has now been completed. It's tremendous. And yet more things continue. Lord Mayor, I know education is a very important part of your thinking and getting a better world for us to be better educated in. What's happening with Educated Parramatta Alliance?
Yeah, Jim, look, everyone understands, well, I think most people understand that the income stream that comes from Australian education is very high, and certainly in Parramatta it's no different. And obviously with the COVID situation, we've had overseas students coming to Australia have dropped off immensely, and obviously it affects our universities. And we have some magic universities in Parramatta, as you probably know, Jim. We've got Western Sydney University, the University of New England. We've got Swinburne University. We've got University of Sydney. We've got University of New South Wales, and also we've got the Western Sydney Local Health District. Now, we've set up an alliance with these universities to promote Parramatta as a place to be educated and also a place to live and to, you know, basically to grow with us out there. So council has sort of gone out to them, and these universities are very much in favour of this. And so they got together and we signed a charter last week saying that we will work together for the benefit of the city generally, but also certainly for the universities, and that so that our university is as good as anybody's. In Parramatta, the education and training sector is worth $1.6 billion to us. So it's just a small thing. So, you know, we just want to make Parramatta a major education centre.
So from a council's perspective, Lord Mayor, what does that mean as far as support goes?
Well, it's about a common theme of working together to promote Parramatta as the best city in Australia for students to study and succeed. So it's more about of a marketing, I suppose. It's a joint marketing effort to bring people to Parramatta.
I remember, Darren, and you would remember, and our Lord Mayor would remember, essentially there were only two or three universities for many people in Western Sydney only 35 years ago. You went to Sydney, New South Wales or Macquarie, and then they had what was called CAEs, College of Advanced Educations, potted around different spots. So to have a strategic plan about learning, growing population, trying to provide that level of infrastructure is outstanding, and the whole concept about learning lifelong is truly fantastic.
Yeah, Jim, as you probably know, with students you need housing. So it's all related that it improves our housing stock in Parramatta as well. So it's very much about promoting Parramatta as a business centre as well.
And the way I understand it, it's also Westmead and North Parramatta as well. So it's not just the Parramatta CBD itself. This education spreads right around the city of Parramatta, and it's fantastic to hear about that this morning, Lord Mayor.
That's correct. It is. And Westmead is going to bring up about 50,000 jobs to Parramatta in a not too distant future.
Westmead is a huge growing hub, and I worked there for many years, so I know and understand it well, and the light rail's going in, so it's really going to be supercharged right through there in Westmead, North Parramatta, and through back to the CBD with the light rail. That leads me on to another topic. How are we going with the light rail in Eat Street? And I understand that you're a large advocate to making sure that Transport for New South Wales delivers on their promises in getting in there, getting out as quick as possible in Eat Street in Parramatta.
Yeah, as you well know, the restaurants have suffered badly with COVID and then the construction of the light rail, and it's been a hard time for them. So we're obviously trying to work. You have to understand that it's a Transport New South Wales project. They employ PLR, the contractor. So the council actually sits on the side, so we don't really have the power. So we really have to nag a lot of Transport New South Wales to support these businesses to get out of Parramatta's Eat Street as soon as possible so they can get back to normal trading. Now, there is a promise by Transport for New South Wales that they should be out by August. Now, if they come out by August, then we can hopefully get back to normal. But in the meantime, we just got to keep people just keep on their back to make sure that we don't fall behind, because these people have still got the boardings up in front of their restaurants. Everything's still down there. It's unattractive. You've just got to tell people to go down there and still go to the restaurants, because as you know, Parramatta Council's offering free parking if you spend more than $20 at the restaurant. So you can get into the parking. Yeah, sure. The Riverside parking is gone. Riverside area, but you still got the Irby Place, the Horwood Place, up to Justice Precinct and up to Wentworth. So there's still places to park.
So you can get into Parramatta Park and you hear it there. If you spend, I think it's $20 at a restaurant, I think it's Monday to Saturday, you do get that free parking, which means that you can go eat and park and actually have a good night. And maybe if it's on a footy night or an event at the Riverside as well, which is now booming again, you can have a great time in Parramatta.
Well, Well, that's correct. And we had a meeting last week with the Parramatta Eels because they want to make sure we get people into their stadium, and they want to work with us to get people to move around. So we're working at strategies of how we get people from these outer parking areas, how we get them to the stadium and also get to Eid Street. So some good things are happening, and I think August is not that far away. So, you know, blue skies ahead, I hope.
So I know last time we talked about this, we were talking about maybe Uber being part of this. Did that progress in any way, those discussions?
Well, it hasn't as yet. I've asked the council staff to contact Uber, and maybe I might have to do it myself. But I still think it's worth looking at because obviously we're not going to get our parking stations back quickly. The ones with the Parramatta Powerhouse, that's obviously gone. And we've obviously got the other one up in North Parramatta, which the PLR's using for construction. So we're down in parking areas. So that'll take a while for it to get those things back. So we need some way of moving people around to get them to Eat Street shop, Eat Street restaurants, and also out to Bank West.
And I understand there is a trial coming out with Opal Card. So I'm using the Opal Digital as a trial on my iPhone. I just did a survey yesterday and they said, did you know about this? So we're actually going to have with Opal, you can extend your trip with a taxi or Uber and get, I think it was a $3 discount. We must get someone on the line about that and see if we can talk more about that and how it fits in with the strategy for Parramatta as well.
Yeah, look, I sit in amazement of the things that Parramatta, through your leadership and councillors and staff, Lord Mayor, continue to do. I'm really excited about the challenges, and we'd like you to come back at a later date of what's happening in North Parramatta, because that is another micro ecosystem that's going to be full of much energy and change. So we'd really love you to come back and tell us about what's happening there. It's really incredible. And the other thing that I like when you and I talk off the radio is your vision for certain spots throughout Parramatta, in the sense that you're always conscious of making sure that satellite suburbs get the desired attention. And I thank you for that, because quite often it can be overlooked. You're very strong about that.
Yeah, neighbourhood shopping centres are fantastic for the locals, particularly during COVID. So we need to keep a close eye on ideas on that and keep going ahead.
I can't believe we've run out of time.
Always goes so fast, doesn't it, Jim?
It does.
Lots of things to talk about in this city of Parramatta.
And just to let our listeners know, our wonderful Lord Mayor does so many different things, and he's just had his COVID shot and he's ready to continue all the great work. So it affects all of us, and thanks for the leadership you do in everything for the people of Parramatta. We're most grateful.
I encourage everybody, get out there and have that shot.
Indeed. Thank you for your time this morning, Lord Mayor, and we'll welcome you back soon again to hear more about the city of Parramatta.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Darren. Thanks, Fu.
Thank you, and have a great morning.
Alive 90.5.
It's 19 minutes to 12, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren. And Jim, Mother's Day is coming up.
It is, and I'm really delighted on behalf of Darren and myself and our Lord Mayor, because we've made him stay and talk to us about a very important topic. He has to go to a meeting, but we want to ask him a couple of really tough questions about a big important issue. On a serious note, we want to just say best wishes to all the mums alive and those who've passed on. They do such an amazing job. They are just incredible people, and we thank you for all you do, and the grandmums and everybody. You're just amazing. On behalf of Darren and myself, thank you.
And a shout out to my mum, who turned 80 this year. She's down in Adelaide at the moment visiting my sister, looking probably going to move down there as well from her current place up at Port Stephens. So, I'll be seeing her soon, and she wants to take a ride on the Manly Ferry before they disappear. But I'm telling you, they're not going so soon. But, she wants to get out there and do that to relive her childhood of on the freshwater class ferries.
Lord Mayor, we've asked you to just stay back to ask you a very important topic that's been in the public domain or in the domain for discussion. There's some thought with regards to the publicly elected mayor or the popular elected mayor. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, I've lodged a notice of motion to the council last week to have council consider having a popularly elected mayor putting out a you have to put out a referendum to the public by September this year at the elections, and if the public decide that they want a popularly elected mayor, that will take place in 2024 September. So it's a long way off, but you've got to get the agreement of the support from the local residents. They want a popularly elected mayor. Now, there's obviously a debate about, you know, what's the pros and the cons of a popularly elected mayor. At the moment, obviously, Parramatta doesn't have a popularly elected mayor, but I'm a Lord Mayor, and there's only three other Lord Mayors in the state of New South Wales, the Lord Mayor of Sydney, the Lord Mayor of Wollongong, and the Lord Mayor of Newcastle, and they are all popularly elected mayors. Parramatta, we're not. And the question begs, well, why aren't you? Why isn't Parramatta? It's good it's question. The major, second major city of Sydney, the Central River City. And my feeling, my own personal view, other councils have their own view about this, it's quite a bit of a controversial discussion at the moment, is that obviously if we are the Central River City and we're growing like in an immense rate at the moment, we really need to have stability in leadership, and with a popularly elected mayor, that would be for a four-year term, so you don't have to change. You get, so staff get confident they're dealing with the one people. People in Parramatta know who the Lord Mayor is, because at the moment with the chopping and changing every year or every 2 years, people sometimes don't even know who the Lord Mayor of Parramatta is, and that's just not right in a city of our size and our importance. So we put it to the council at the last election, at the last meeting, and a decision was made to refer it to a workshop, which was on Monday, a couple of days ago, to debate the pros and cons of it. What would we do? What would we have to do to get to make it go forward? And staff provided all that information. The council is still split on this. Very split on it. Some have a view that if you have a popularly elected mayor, then maybe the chamber may not have the support of the rest of the chamber because they're popularly elected and they're not part of a party or they're not part of anything. But that could happen at any time. You know, I'm the lawyer at the moment, and if the chamber doesn't get behind me, then you know it wouldn't be any different. But so I think that question is a fine one. But I think really it seems to work in these other places, like Sydney, Melbourne, and Newcastle. The other thing is about 30 to 40 other councils in New South Wales have popularly elected mayors. That's Hills. You've got Hornsby. Ryde Council elected to have a referendum in September. There's a whole stack of things. So it seems to work at these smaller councils. Why shouldn't it happen in Parramatta? And I think that's the question at the moment. I just want to put it out there for thought, and I don't see any reason why the people should not elect the Lord Mayor of Parramatta.
So if the people of Parramatta would like this, then they're going to vote for it. If not, they won't vote for it.
Correct.
So we should ask them.
Well, that's my view. But I have a contrary view of other councillors who maybe don't like that idea because they've been so used to having a situation the mayor gets elected every 2 years, but you normally have to get the support of your other councillors. So it becomes a bit of a bartering, maybe a couple of deals or whatever you might want to call it. But I don't like that idea. I like the idea of the size of our city, we should have a popularly elected mayor. That's my personal
As
view.
You say, 2 years is not long, and you voted in, and then you're thinking about, well, the next 2 years. And so I agree with you for the city of Parramatta, the size it is, the second CBD of New South Wales, and that's what it is. It's a reality. Why not? So let's put it to the people and ask them.
Well, that's my view, but I know I have a chamber that has a different point of view, and we'll find out on Monday night. This is coming to the council meeting next Monday night. It'll be heavily debated, I'm sure. Those who want to watch it online can watch it online, and a decision will be made one way or the other. It'll either kill it or we'll have it go to the election in September.
Well, we'll be looking with bated breath on Monday night and see what the outcome is.
I think so. And can I just ask our Lord Mayor, you must be very happy with the Parramatta Eels.
What a team, eh? And what about the Wanderers last week?
That's exactly
beat
right.
Beat Sydney City 3-2. So the whole of Parramatta community is, sporting community is happening. This could be our year, but we won't cook, you know, won't count our chickens too much.
Fingers crossed, go the Eels.
They're great playing well. It'd be great to get both the Wanderers and the Eels up in the 1 year. And don't forget the Giants. They're out there. They've had a couple of wins lately.
Yes, they have.
So,
well, the Giants beat the Swans.
They did. So
poor Swannies.
We had a meeting with the Giants last week. I said, come on, boys, get your act together. So never know, we might see some results soon.
Well, they're playing for you, are they?
They are.
They are. Very good.
They're part of the city of Parramatta. They're in our local government area, so we welcome them in. We're happy to have them in. It's fine.
Well, Lord Mayor, again, thank you for all you do. We've said that on countless occasions privately, but we say publicly too. Congratulations, and continue to do the great work amongst so many challenges. That's what we love, that you're making the world a better place, particularly Parramatta and surrounding areas. Thank you.
That's right. You're welcome.
Thank you very much, and thanks for sticking back, and have a great morning.
Thanks, Darren. Thanks, Jim.
Alive 90.5.